John Kerry's campaign train pulled into Lamar, Colorado this morning. The Democratic presidential nominee has been crisscrossing the country by bus and now by train, searching for voters in battleground states. He was in Missouri, or Missouri, depending on east or west, yesterday, a swing state that George W. Bush won in 2000 by 3 percentage points. This year, Senator Kerry is trying to reach out to voters in rural areas and small towns, places where President Bush did very well 4 years ago. NPR's national political correspondent Mara Liasson reports.
John Kerry didn't have to travel very far through Missouri to find out why this state is a battleground. In St. Louis, a Democratic stronghold that voted solidly for Al Gore in 2000, he got a rousing send-off from thousands at the train station. But in tiny Sedalia, where his train stopped around midnight, the crowd was smaller, and there were some protesters holding signs that said, "Four more years," and chanting, "We want Bush."
Not a parent here. Not a parent here. You know... Let him chant, ladies and gentlemen, because they've only got 3 more months to chant.
Missouri is a bellwether. Only once since 1900 has a candidate won the White House without it. But it will be tough for Kerry to win here. Although Missouri has lost 40,000 jobs in the last 4 years, its unemployment rate is now lower than the national average. And the state is full of culturally conservative voters who agree with President Bush's stance on issues like gay marriage. This week, Missouri voters approved a state constitutional amendment banning gay marriage with 70% of the vote. But many of those conservative rural voters are also feeling an economic pinch, and Kerry hopes his efforts to address what he calls the middle-class squeeze will appeal to them. At Jim and Ruth Nelson's farm in Smithville yesterday, Kerry's aides set up a classic campaign event. Kerry and his running mate, John Edwards, both in blue jeans, the backdrop, a thick patch of tall green corn. They held a discussion about energy and economic policy with a group of family farmers perched on bales of hay.
I've been in farming since 1964, and our prices for grain now is the same price or less than it was at that time. All we hear is at campaign time, we hear everybody promising us they're going to do all these things. Once the election's over, it's same old, same old.
Tell me about it. You're absolutely right. What you're describing is what I've been hearing from the people I grew up with in rural North Carolina, what I heard, what I've been hearing from farmers who are trying
to make a living. Kerry discussed the details of his energy policy yesterday. He says he would reduce America's reliance on foreign oil by providing tax incentives to consumers and manufacturers who use cleaner fuels. And he would set up a $20 billion fund to finance the development of alternative energy sources, including ethanol. He says his energy policy has everything to do with the war on terror.
John and I are going to put in place the principle, very simple. No young American in uniform should ever be held hostage to America's dependence on oil in the Middle East. Period.
From Smithville, Kerry and Edwards and their families headed back to Kansas City, where they got on their train and rolled across Kansas to Colorado. They'll be in Arizona at the Grand Canyon on Monday and then head to the Northwest, where they'll end their cross-country trip next Friday. Mara Liasson, NPR News, with the Kerry campaign in Missouri.